let's say for some weeks. I think that's already more of a month. Things are quite stable. It was not too good in December. The figures went up very quickly, but now they are down and they are staying down, but not at the really bottom line. It's a bit too much, but it's quite stable. And if you compare to other countries where they were very loosened and very easygoing in beginning of December, we were quite tight. But now we are still at the same level, and other countries now are very, really tight with closings at 6 o'clock or at 8 o'clock. And here, let's say, everything hasn't changed. Schools are open, the shops are open.
Can you go to the restaurant?
The restaurants are closed for a long time now. And all the cultural and sports that's all closed. But the shops are open. The restaurants is all takeaway. Yeah, that's it.
Actually, it sounds like you're quite a bit of freedom anyhow.
Well, we can go wherever we want. Sometimes we have to wear masks. In most of the cities, it's necessary. You have to wear your mask. But you can walk, you can bike, you can drive, you can go wherever you want, even abroad, which is now a big problem. People coming in for, they bring the disease with them, the new COVID, and it's not controlled enough. There was just one elderly home, I think. 4 people dead, 220 infected. Let's say that's 10% of all the infections they have daily in Belgium. So it's really a big, big explosion.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, William, because we've never met before and you're far away in Belgium. In which town are you?
Well, I'm living in Leuven. It's the oldest university city in Belgium. It's a Dutch-speaking part of Belgium.
And what's confinement in Dutch?
Confinement. Well, we use normally the lockdown, the English word.
I can see behind you that you're a great reader.
What you see behind are the books of the grandchildren.
You have your grandchildren with you, do you?
Well, we live in bubbles, so every family can have one person as an extra. And in our case, it's a grandchild we have in our bubble. That's okay. The only one. She often is here and sleeps here with us, and then she'll go back to the mama and the papa, and we wave.
And what do you do in life? Are you still working?
Normally I'm retired, but I still have a little agency in lighting from London, the company Vaughan Lighting. It's a very traditional company that I've represented for many years.
And has your activity been restricted?
Yes. Yes, but honestly, it's something you can manage. You can do a lot by phone and on the internet. It works with websites. You can send the pictures. You can see the stock. Everything goes very, very easy with a computer.
We've had lots of very unhappy stories about people who have really suffered and been very ill. I hope no one around you has been ill.
No, in our family, we have no casualties. My daughter is working as a nurse in the COVID department, so she has seen a lot. And well, the still situation is not too bad now in Belgium, but like it's now for 1 year, everyone gets very tired. She's working in the biggest hospital. The biggest hospital in Leuven is the biggest hospital in Belgium. I think 12,000 people are working there or something like that. It's a really big.
But we're trying to think of more upbeat, if possible, about what we might have gained from having our life changed by confinement, by lockdown. What kinds of things have you been able to do that maybe you didn't do before?
Well, honestly, we are the lucky bastards. We don't lose money, we don't work, so we have our pension coming in, we have a lot of time, we can walk, we have everything we need.
Yeah.
I have a lovely wife. That means we are very happy together and we spend our time together, we read more. We look a bit more at television, one or two glasses more sometimes. It's always fun, it's always nice, and she makes good food. And so for us personally, the only thing that is hard is the contact with your friends and family. But we live day by day and say, okay, we can't do it now, later it will come back. We try to be very happy with what we have.
Is there anything that you've done that you've never done before that you've done in the last year?
What I've done, and I think it was 50 or 60 years ago, I've done it, is we made the jigsaw puzzle. Yeah, that's something really I never did for very, very long time. With the children, yes, but not...
And do you recommend it as a good way to pass the time?
Well, it's you do whatever you like, and if you do it together, we play games together, and we made a jigsaw puzzle, and we read, and we try to do some things that are just time passing.
And do you think you're going to be doing jigsaws once this is all over, which we hope isn't going to be too long?
No, I don't think so. We still prefer to be a bit busy. We have a house. We are lucky as well. We have a house at the coast, so we often are at the seaside, so we can split our time between a flat in Leuven and a house at the seaside. Been there quite some time because you're much more on your own, and you have the beaches, fantastic beaches. So you walk there, and at the end, we are quite healthy. But now, once the confinement will be down again or out again, we work also for Oxfam. I'm working for the big accounts, if I can say, the big companies. So we try to sell them coffee. We try to sell them a basket so they can give them at the end of the year to their personal, things like that. We'd like to be good-hearted and make sure that the people who work very hard for the grain of coffee or the chocolate bean, that they also earn a bit of money instead of starving because they don't get a fair price.
You're talking about fair trade, aren't you?
That's fair trade, yeah.
That works well in Belgium.
Well, it works. It never works enough. As we are here in a university city, we find a lot of companies and a lot of schools that are open for the idea of fair trade.
William Demey, thanks ever so much for talking to us today. I wish you all the very best in Belgium. Our best wishes from Brittany.
Thank you. I will go back to Brittany once it's possible. I need to visit Merlin.
She'll be counting on you.
We'll see. This year or next year.
I'll tell her.
Okay.